Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Bonney, who's vice president of sales in the commercial business for Carndean. John, how you doing?
Hey, Kemp. Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
You've got some management changes at Carndean. I wanted to talk to you about them. They're effective this week. We'll get to that in a minute. But just for our listeners' benefit, tell us who Carndean is.
Carndean is an LVT company. We're a global corporation started in England by a gentleman called Mike Walker 40 years ago, 1974, and over the years we've spread, we've expanded. LVT is still all that we do, and we've been in the States for coming up to 20 years now. Quite a strong company.
And I know you sell both in the residential and commercial business. How does that break out from a percentage standpoint?
Well, the percentage standpoint is changing. Carndean started off in England 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. The background of the company is residential. So primarily in many parts of the world, residential is still the strongest part of the business. In the USA, it's about two-thirds a third, residential versus commercial, but the commercial side is growing very, very fast.
Well, naturally, you would say that since you're in charge of that section, right?
Of course I would. Slightly biased there, Kim.
So it's interesting that Carndean's in this LVT business. I say that because there's a lot of new players, and even those players that have been in the business, they're adding capacity. So, you know, how do you think all that's going to shake out?
Interesting question, Kemp. I was at a convention held by one of the big dealers out east, Bonnets, and they had a room full of people. Carndean was there. And I think of 40 booths, something like 24 of them had an LVT, you know, names that I'd never heard of. Obviously, people are getting into it because LVT is the fastest growing sector in our industry. My personal opinion is that at the end of the day, that there will be a race to the bottom as far as price, but I think it's the companies with the strong brands.
Right.
The ones that the designers from my side and the retailers from the residential side have been doing business with for years, who trust, who know that there's a corporation to back them up behind it. And I'm not just talking about Carndean. There are other companies out there that fit into what I've just said. And I think those with the strong brands and the strong reputations are going to win.
And speaking of brands, you have an interesting brand. You have a diamond-shaped square that has a dog in it. Talk about that, if you would.
That's Smokey. When Mike Walker started the company, his pet was a large Great Dane called Smokey. So what better picture to put on the logo of Smokey? And today, every company in Carndean worldwide, the award given to the best salesperson in that company that year receives the Smokey Award. So we still think of Smokey.
Okay, so as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you're having some personnel changes at the top. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, very interesting developments. Mike Walker still owns the company. We're privately owned. Mm-hmm. We are a British company. Mm-hmm. His son and daughter are both very active in the business. In North America, Carndean USA was, until this month, run by my boss, Ed Perrin. And Ed's been in Carndean for many, many years, and he has just been promoted to global CEO of Carndean. Ed lives in Pittsburgh and will remain in Pittsburgh, but whereas until now he's been looking after our North American operations, he will now be responsible for the whole of Carndean worldwide, reporting into Peter Wood, who lives in Dallas, who is Carndean's global chairman. And for me, that's meant a change. I have a new boss in Larry Browder. So Larry was vice president of the residential side, and he is now CEO of Carndean USA.
One more little thing just to point out about Carndean. It is 40 years old, and your manufacturing all is in Asia, is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yeah, we're a global corporation. It makes sense to do that.
But your styling and design, where are the people who style and design your products, where are they based?
Well, every single global business has design and marketing functions. Primarily, until very recently, the worldwide designs were all done out of England and headed up by Danny Walker, Mike's son. Recently, in the USA, we've become much more active with our designs, and you'll see the recent launches of Carndean over the last year or two have been very American-focused.
And when you've got a market that you're in and there's a lot of competition, it's always good to have a USP or unique selling proposition. What do you think Carndean's USP is?
We've got excellent point of sale on the residential side. Quality is second to none. I think one of the distinguishing features of Carndean is design. I think our service levels are second to none. We have three warehouses in the USA, in Pittsburgh, the head office, in Dallas, and Las Vegas. And if you talk to any big Carndean customer or small, they will tell you that they deliver. We deliver. 98.6% of all of our orders are delivered ex-stock.
Which requires a lot of pre-planning and forethought, because some of these projects can be big, and if you've got some on-the-water time, that means you have to hold some inventory, don't you?
We hold inventory. I'm not privy to other people's information, but I would bet that we hold more LVT in the USA than any other company.
Okay, John, well, it's good to talk to you. I've known you for quite some time, and I believe you've been 2 years now at Carndean, right?
Yeah, 2 years and going strong.
Again, been talking to John Bonney, who is the VP of Sales on the commercial side with Carndean, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.